"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. The Moist Line is back tomorrow after a two-week absence because we were both not working on the air last Friday. You can still leave a message. The iHeartRadio app is there for you with the microphone, is how you talk back to the show, the icon. Or you can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86. It's been there for years, 1-877-664-7886. I went to the dentist today to get the teeth cleaned, and whenever I come back, it's like I really have trouble. Like, I gag. I can't, I guess, because all the gunk and all the cleaning. And
they should have, don't they wash everything out?
Yeah, I did. I rinsed completely, but if it's already gone down the throat, it just seems like you get more of the.
God. Kind of a, wonder how long that's been in your mouth, too.
A throat clearing situation. Snort.
Yeah.
It's your favorite snort.
I don't snort as well as Deborah does, though.
You guys are just like toddlers.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Some people are snorters. I don't believe I do that whenever I laugh.
No, you don't.
Don't think I snort.
Well, you do, too.
Well, we all do that. I do that.
You do.
That one. Which means that's just sarcasm. Like, yeah.
Well, wait. Play her snort click. Remember that one?
No, I don't recall.
Is that from the pig farm?
No, that's Deborah.
Oh, I thought that was live from the pig farm.
Ha, 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 ha. What a joke.
You and Cork a good snort every once in a while.
Where's that clip where she said somebody should die? Oh, that was God. A good one, too. I always liked that one.
Yeah, we haven't gotten into her file in a while.
Poor Eric has this huge file of all this
of magic moments.
Well, we have this audio for you. The man who would like to be the next Texas governor, and he tried to be a Texas senator, and that failed. And he's not even in Congress anymore because he couldn't run for re-election because he was running for Senate.
And ran for president.
He's just a Democrat.
He ran for president, too.
And he ran for president in 2020, right. That didn't go very far. Beto O'Rourke is his name, and his last name is an Irish family, but... As we told you, they got the nickname Beto as a child. His name is Robert. They think he looks like and acts like another Robert Kennedy. He kind of does look like a Kennedy.
He does. He has that big, thick hair.
He does, too. But his face, too, and his eyes. He has the same kind of face that, like, Robert Kennedy's kids had. What was the most famous one? That
Irish.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Irish inbred.
Irish inbred. He was doing a town hall. He is trying to unseat the current governor of Texas. His name is Greg Abbott. So I guess he won the primary. So now he's the opponent in the November election. It was a town hall in a place called Mineral Wells, Texas. Apparently very rural. And he was talking about the Uvalde Elementary School shooting and how the shooter had legally purchased an AR-15-style rifle. And while he was speaking during the town hall, and he mentioned that he couldn't believe that this could be the case, someone in the crowd laughed. They had the audacity to laugh. Well, let's play.
I think these were some gun lovers in the audience.
Well, there were some Greg Abbott supporters there, yeah. And I would imagine this was one of them. So
it probably was some kind of smirking sound they made.
Let's listen.
I'm going to make sure that now 11 weeks since we lost 19 kids and their two teachers shot to death with a weapon originally designed for use in combat, legally purchased by an 18-year-old who did not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but followed the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, mother... but it's not funny to me, okay?
Now I get the context of it. So he's providing that example about how you could shoot somebody in the helmet from a long distance on the battlefield.
And one of the gun guys.
That's what the person laughed at. He didn't laugh at the Uvalde deaths. That's how I heard it. Not that you should have laughed at that either, but that's how I read it there, listening to the full minute.
Yeah, play that again, just the last little bit.
30 seconds, yeah. 20 seconds.
Take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me, okay?
So was the guy laughing because he thought it was overly dramatic?
Maybe, or cartoonish. I don't know. I couldn't figure out. That was quite a heckle laugh, though. It would have been just a crazy person sitting in the crowd who thought of an image, of a cartoon image of somebody being shot in the helmet.
He was mocking O'Rourke because he's a gun guy.
In Texas, they do like guns.
Yeah.
It's become more of a split state. You know what one of the reasons is? A lot of Californians went there. And you would always think that these would be the Californians that gave up on California progressive politics, but some of the other ones went there too.
Actually, I think it's more the people who are more conservative are filling up these states because they've
had it. It's not true. I have read studies, I have read reports. It is a mix of them. And some of them actually are leaving California just because the housing's too expensive. And they're choosing a place like Texas, like the tech people. Some of them are going to Austin, which has become quite the draw. I ran into
Yeah, but I would think that then they would...
Who moved from California to Texas, to Austin.
They would go to, like, the liberal cities inside the conservative states. But I think the conservatives would go where they're more comfortable. Because nobody's...
we've already... We're changing Colorado politics. You didn't read that story? A lot of Californians have moved to Colorado, and they have made that state even further blue. Even if it's been blue, but they're making it even further in that direction.
That's funny. I've also read the opposite, but I guess maybe it's both.
I think originally it was the conservative ones that left, but in the more recent years, thanks to COVID and this working from anywhere, the other crowd has started to move too.
Oh, yeah, the San Francisco crowd, I agree. But the crowd that was sick of anything from, illegal aliens to high taxes to the crime to the, ridiculous COVID restrictions. There's a lot of reasons to leave California. Almost everybody's got one.
Yeah, well, they have a term for it. It's a Californication. Get out of here.
No, it's...
Stop bringing your California politics. I've read these stories of some of the people in these states I mentioned saying, we don't want the stupid progressive San Francisco Bay Area types have come here, and now they're trying to change our state.
I was up in Wyoming, and they were talking about California influx, even there in a small town, saying that older, retired Californians are going to places like Wyoming, and they're buying buying homes because they're really, really cheap by California.
Yeah, I heard the same thing about Idaho.
Yeah, but they're driving the prices up for the locals, and now the locals are getting priced out because of the California influx.
Well, when you make a state as unlivable as ours, I'm afraid people have the right to leave. I feel bad if they're buying up the real estate and driving up the prices, but this is what happens when people leave. And all the people we've been talking about, whether they're far left or the conservative ones, these were the tax-paying moneymaker people.
Yeah. These are middle
we're
class.
We're left now with the very poor class, which does not have the wherewithal or the drive to leave, unfortunately, along with the homeless. That's true.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
agree.
And then at the other end, the very, very wealthy coastal elites stay because they have so far and above so much money. They're isolated from most of the problems that we talk about. So that's kind of what we're slowly but on our way to having left in the States, just those two classes of people.
Yeah. Well, Joel Kotkin writes about that all the time, that we're going to become a feudal state.
Right.
You know, just the very wealthy, and they can pay for protection. And then, the masses scrambling down below scraps.
Have to rely on government handouts and more stimulus checks from Newsom, and that's why they keep these people in power. By the way, Beto O'Rourke, when he ran for president, he was the one that said, yeah, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Right.
He was right out there in front by saying, yes, we're going to go and take the guns away from people.
And that's why he'll never get elected to anything in Texas.
Probably not. All right, we got more coming up.
More on the John and Ken Show coming up.
You know what? I'm glad that that guy was shot to death. Oh my God. Ouch.
He found it. And I thought that was you doing a news update.
Well,
I couldn't even.
I was looking at her on the camera and I hear her talking, but her lips aren't moving. And I'm thinking, what?
That's what she said. I'm glad that guy died. Yeah,
we need to put that in proper context.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the
context.
Well, if
you can, I don't remember the story.
The context is I don't remember it either. You were glad he got shot.
Well,
play that again. Wait a second. I think it was very definitive.
You know
there.
What? I'm glad that that guy was shot to death. He must have abused an animal or something.
Probably.
And he cut off the reason. You need to keep the reason.
No. Okay. More coming up.
You know that rule you have is you have to wait 3 days sometimes for a story to kind of fan out as to what may have actually happened.
See what's true. Remember, well, I upgraded it to 3 years now, though.
There was, of course, a lot of concern that after the raid/search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago in Florida, his estate, by the FBI, that the FBI felt like they might be under siege by certain supporters of the former president, possibly under a threat. So the news broke this morning that somebody showed up at a field office of the FBI in Cincinnati and tried to breach security. This person supposedly was armed with a nail gun and some like an AR-15.
A nail gun and an AR-15.
Yes, I'm not so sure what the nail gun was for, but that's the best reports we have. Supposedly what happened was he didn't get into the building, but he ran and they chased him. There was a chase by the Ohio State Highway Patrol and eventually a standoff. That story sort of froze in place. This broke like 6 hours ago, I think I heard this, that there's a standoff. And I'm like, well, yeah, all right. So supposedly, you know, he's got a gun and they didn't necessarily want to just shoot him dead. So they wanted to wait and see if he could give himself up, right?
Mm-hmm.
An Ohio State trooper spotted the suspect's car at a rest stop along I-71 about 20 minutes after the attempted breach. They tried to initiate a traffic stop, but he didn't. And they claim he did fire shots during the pursuit, but eventually exited onto something called State Route 73. He headed north. He came to a stop. Supposedly some gunfire was exchanged, but he was waving his gun around in the air. And here's where the story sort of goes cold, except there is a couple of news outlets in Ohio that are claiming that the situation has ended and we don't need an ambulance. He's dead, and they think that at least one report says he killed himself. Now, we do not know if it has anything to do with the Mar-a-Lago raid. We do not know that, right? That's why I'm saying you got to wait 3 days.
Right, yeah.
This could have been a kook who was headed to the FBI for completely other reasons, personal reasons of his own. Who knows? With a gun and a nail gun, though, I mean, what kind of a person just walks up to security in an FBI building with a gun? I don't know if he had the gun out, but...
There is so many angry, violent, crazy people out there. And that's why I think stuff's going to be happening in the next 2 years. I really do.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're headed towards boil over. I really do.
Civil War, huh?
Because they're perpetually enraged, and at some point there's got to be an outlet for them. You know, they're just not going to sit stewing, arming themselves.
Well, you're right. It's only a small percentage of them, but that's enough to create a story.
Oh, no. Plus, it's enough to cause a lot of mayhem, too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the percentages of people who believe in crazy stuff now are pretty high. I mean, even if it's like 1,000 people. We saw what 1,000 people did, in Washington on January 6th, right?
Is that how many? I never knew how many that was.
It was 1,000 plus.
Okay, I always wondered how many supposedly breached the Capitol. I don't remember. I thought it was thousands, but 1,000 probably is right. I don't know. Because thousands showed up for his rally, but I don't know how many walked down the street to the Capitol. I never really saw.
Well, a lot of people just watched.
It's highly entertaining. The announcement was made today by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. It was a big press event that was covered around the noon hour. That the Justice Department has filed a motion for a judge to unseal the warrant that led FBI agents to search Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. He said because of substantial, public interest in the matter. He also says that he personally authorized the request for the search warrant. There were rumors, I don't know if you saw them, John, that there was a disagreement between the Justice Department and the FBI whether or not they should do this. A couple of media outlets were running that story. Well, one was saying, don't do this, but the FBI went ahead and did it. But I think Garland wanted to make it clear, if he's telling the truth, that I was on board with this.
Well, clearly, they want to try again to take him down, right? I mean, that's been 7 years.
Right.
The plan from, the deep state. And clearly, some people are saying, every time you do this, you never get him, and he becomes stronger. He becomes a martyr. He become, because his followers take it personally. You go after him, it means you're going after them.
Yeah, what's wrong with the old, just ignore him?
No, nobody ignores anything about him.
Yeah, they can't.
He seems to have magical magnetic powers. Nobody, no matter where you are, on what side you're on.
Is this because the January 6th hearings are flopping, so they're looking for another way in?
Well, they haven't taken him down yet. I mean, they tried two impeachments. How many lawsuits? How many investigations? I mean, they've tried everything. Federal investigations, state investigations, civil complaints.
Well, the belief was because he was president, it was difficult to charge him with anything. So now, supposedly, he's not president.
The thing
so.
Is, it doesn't turn off his followers. All right?
Oh, no, of course
the
not.
Day of,
if you believe in the deep state and some of the QAnon stuff, of course not. Right.
That was the norm that was broken by Bill Clinton. That scandal didn't bring him down. So if that didn't bring him down, no scandal is going to bring any president down anymore. Because everybody learned what you do. You tough it out. You go on the offensive. You make up a lot of stuff. You create just a confusing gas cloud of nonsense, which is what Trump does. You know, and now he's saying the FBI has planted stuff at Mar-a-Lago, and they're saying, no, that's not true. You have no reason to say that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He just says that. And a lot of people are going to believe it anyway. Because the FBI blew its credibility with that Russian hoax. So, they got a warrant for that, too. And they got a warrant under false pretenses, and that was a bogus investigation. So they can't claim anything anymore. Nobody believes anybody. Nobody trusts any of these institutions.
They supposedly took about 12 boxes of material from Mar-a-Lago. And again, the reports that were out yesterday are more confirmed today that supposedly an inside source told them that you can find more of the classified materials at Mar-a-Lago. Just get yourself a warrant and come in here and grab them. If the judge unseals all this, it'll also unseal whatever they took, I guess.
They're going to have to find more than that. Because that gets into, hey, Hillary Clinton did that, and you didn't do anything to her.
Yeah, I also think
this,
with most of the public, I don't think this plays. So he took classified documents. All right.
Right.
And I don't think that really plays as a big scandal.
See, for 20 years, the Clintons got away with everything. So Trump's people are saying, stop it. Don't bother us. Don't tell us about paperwork, misclassified paperwork. Get out of here. You're just trying to bring him down. And some of them are now conflating that with the IRS hiring 87,000 new auditors.
Agents.
And they're saying, all right, now you're only going after Trump, you're going to be going after me too with the auditors. Great.
Did you hear the enhancement that some of them will be armed?
Yes. I said that's in the job, the wanted ads for the job. That's
great. That was a great extra there.
87,000 armed IRS agents. Yeah, that'll get you votes. Oh, by the way, just for the numbers, 10,000 people came onto the Capitol grounds, and they think about 2,000 made it inside the building.
Oh, okay. There you go. You're giving me an answer there. Okay, then it was. I knew there was thousands that were at the rally. I see. But a couple of thousand entered. All right. All right. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, it was, God, it seems like a year ago. It was 2 weeks ago today. We were watching the woman with the crazy hair, Barbara Ferrer, and we listened actually when she made the announcement that LA County was not moving backwards with the indoor mask mandate. Well, now 2 weeks later, it's official. LA County has moved out of the high coronavirus level category. They call it the community level, back to medium. As we said at the time, these things, especially in the last year when they flare up, they got like a 2 month window and then they just fade away again. So the overreaction that was then is now officially been, whatever you want to call it, documented with the statistic that it's fading.
Miss Power Hungry gave it a good try there, almost pulled it off. I think the supervisors pushed her back.
That's what you think, yeah.
Yeah,
you
think
they,
so.
They did exert a little bit of background pressure.
Yeah, because they all came out.
We don't want to tell you what to do, but you really oughtn't to put that mask mandate back in.
because they were all, three of them were praising it, her decision to pull back. So
After she did it.
Yeah, after she did it.
The only one that
publicly
was before was Catherine Parker.
Yeah.
Before she did it, said don't do it.
Yeah. Every time you see, you know, a public announcement one way or the other, right? They've all talked about this beforehand. They usually have worked out where everybody stands and who's going to be supporting this and what am I going to say. They don't blindside each other. They're all buddies there. They're all on the same side. They're on the side of controlling the people.
And how fascinating that in Southern California, Orange and Ventura counties do remain still in the high community level. Gee, you never heard them talking about a dopey indoor mask mandate.
Didn't come up.
I think somebody sent me an email that Ventura County was considering it, but Orange County doesn't even bother with this stuff.
No, because it's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's not lethal for a huge percentage, and it's not even a hospitalization risk for a huge percentage.
In fact, a whole bunch of other counties up north are still high. You're not hearing them about the mask.
No.
Santa Clara, Contra Costa. I mean, these are some of the Bay Area crazy counties.
No, these are the
left-wing.
They're
not looking for a mask mandate.
The left-wing ninny-nanny counties aren't going there anymore. It was only LA County.
I like that. A ninny-nanny.
They're ninny-nannies or nanny-ninnies.
Yeah. No, obviously, they are. Now, in connection with this sort of, the CDC finally said something that really should have been said 2 years ago. The virus is here to stay. Thanks.
Wow.
Well, I do remember Trump saying early on, you know, it could just disappear. That happens, right? It could just be gone.
Yeah.
He's being very optimistic.
That's
when they rolled out that campaign you always loved, 30 days to stop the spread.
Oh, it was 15.
Oh, 15 at first.
15 days.
Then I think it was 30.
Yeah, dopey Mike Pence stood there with a little sign, 15 days. Yeah, that was 15 days, Mike. Good call.
Well, they knew they couldn't say a year to stop the spread.
They didn't know.
People would revolt. They tried to keep it low just so they could make you feel better about it.
I don't. It's that they don't know and they don't want to admit they don't
know.
This
is right. They don't know. Nobody knows. Right.
On anything. There's no right predictions. Almost all predictions are wrong.
Did you hear Fauci even made a joke today? Like Fauci looks like a comedian, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That he made some sort of a joke that he made the virus in his basement. It's kind of funny. There'd be a lot of people that believe that, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's taking a risk there.
The Dr. Fauci lab.
It's going to be headlines all over the internet.
Because I want the power. I'm going to unleash a virus so I can be in charge.
Exactly.
See, you buy it.
Oh,
I got you quickly.
I'd believe that, sure.
All I have to do is pull out the power card with the politician and you're on board.
Oh, I think the Chinese government or some government in the future is going to release a virus in order to dominate the planet. Yeah.
When things are a little chaotic and there's a little disorder,
that's when you
unleash a virus to take government control. Right. Martial law. Well, the CDC has updated its COVID-19 community and school guidance. Listen to this. People who are exposed to the virus no longer need to quarantine at home, regardless of their vaccination status, although they should wear a mask for 10 days and get tested for the virus on day 5. Well, that's very specific, isn't it?
Yeah.
The FDA is now asking people to take 3 home tests if you're exposed to COVID to get closer to accuracy. 3. See, I had heard it was 2. In fact, I took 2 a few weeks ago when my sister got COVID after I saw her. But now they're saying 3.
Yeah. Was she following the protocol?
What protocol?
Well, I've taken the 2 tests and...
Oh, yeah, she did, yeah.
Oh, she did, yeah. A lot of people don't. They just they spent a few days at home.
Oh, no, she did. She kept taking it to see that it finally left her. They did with Biden, and it did after about a week.
Yeah, no, then they, if they're feeling better, they just shake it off and go out.
Yeah. We know that COVID-19 is here to stay. Thank you, said a CDC epidemiologist. Oh, yeah. You know what I heard today, too? One of those nutty doctors from up in San Francisco. Remember there was... We had one doctor on our show that was... like from UCF, remember her?
Gandhi.
Right, Monica Gandhi.
Monica Gandhi, yes.
There's another guy, I think his name is Rutherford.
Yes.
Holy, this is one of those epidemiologists that's just way out there in the cautionary cage.
No, because we asked Monica Gandhi about that doctor once, because everything she said, he said the opposite.
The opposite. I think they're at the same facility.
They are.
Yeah, I think it's UCSF, I think, University of California.
And she was reasonable. She was not a crazy person. She was very reasonable.
Oh, she calls it harm reduction.
Right.
Just get people to act on their own and be responsible, and you'll probably have the best results.
Well,
she thinks a lot of lockdowns and mandates don't work. But this is what he said that caught my ear this morning. Because I said he's one of these crazy epidemiologist types, the opposite of the woman we just talked about. He said, well, we still got to be cautious with children because COVID was the 7th leading cause of death. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. First of all, let's put this in perspective. Kids don't die. Not really. Not a lot of them in any given year, right? People under 18. And when they do die, to be 7th on the list, is that really something to get alarmed about? So you're probably dealing with a small proportional number first.
Yeah, somebody wrote a whole story on that today.
Really?
Yeah. It was about, you know, how 99.99% of all the students were not affected by this.
Right.
And that like 98% of the kids who died from anything did not die of COVID. It was like,
yeah,
he said it was
7th on the list of causes.
Yeah, it was like 2%.
I mean, you think
of
about
the
what kids die of, you know, it could be a car accident. Well, the kids don't die of a lot of things because they don't have heart attacks, right? They don't normally, I mean, some get cancer, but that's not too common. So it would have to be like accidents or something. So it'd be 7th on the list.
Oh,
it's low.
It's very low.
Right. But doesn't it sound more provocative to say 7th?
Well, because, and that's the art of trying to get attention, especially in the internet cable news age. You have to word it in a way that people
That's why they use percentages.
Right.
Yeah.
You say, well, you know, the prevalence rate is up by 102%. Well, that means there were, you know, like 4 cases instead of 2. I know this from our early days in radio. Radio stations would try to brag about their ratings increases.
Right. Our ratings are up 75%, right?
Right, and the sadder the station is, the more hyperbolic their claims were, because they were starting from such a low base of audience that any kind of increase would give you a big percentage, but it was still a tiny audience.
Right.
And that's when I first noticed, this is how it's done. You know, when you don't have the numbers, you go with the percentages.
All right. We got more coming up, including quite the airline flight story next.
John and Ken Show, KFI. And
coming up after 4 o'clock, we'll be talking to State Assemblyman Devin Mathis. He's a Republican from the Central Valley. And he'll weigh in on Gavin Newsom making a big appearance today about the future of water in the state of California. And giving us the exciting news that Tony Villar has a new position in state government. He is the infrastructure czar.
Can you believe this? Up out of the grave, like a ghost, he is now going to rebuild California's infrastructure, the roads and the bridges and everything else. Tony Villar.
Come on, let's go.
Couldn't fill a pothole for 8 years when he was mayor.
He's going to get that high-speed rail going correctly.
The only thing he could find were mistresses.
We are going to get it built without costing another dime. That's what he'll promise.
I am the pothole king.
That's a good one. There's an oldie.
Yeah, that's He's going to take those toilet brushes up there and start building the track.
If mistresses were potholes, we'd have the smoothest roads in America.
So, if you can ever get rid of these guys, Tony Villar. Anything going on with Garcetti and become an ambassador to India? Nothing?
Yeah, he's the next one who's going to get some kind of bogus job like that.
I think they're out until September.
But you notice we have the worst mayors. When they're done, there's no work for them.
Nobody
wants
them. It's the
trash
heap.
Yeah. Their gross has been lying on the trash heap now for 9 years, and finally Newsom gives him a nonsense job to spend infrastructure money.
Yeah. But a lot of big city mayors end up in the trash heap. I mean, Giuliani was something for a while until he went nuts.
Right.
But most of the other New York City mayors, and
no, I
De Blasio,
know.
De Blasio is trying to run for Congress. He gave up. Did you see that? The former New York City mayor already gave up.
Nobody wants him.
Nobody wants him.
No.
He gets the message. Well, the hysteria over monkeypox. Is there really a hysteria? Anyway, constant stories about not enough vaccine and cases are rising. They give percentages. So we have a story of a woman that posted a TikTok video of herself. I tend to believe it, but you never know because people do TikTok videos to get attention. She's claiming she was kicked off of a Spirit Airlines flight because when staff saw her, and I guess she must have been sleeveless, they thought she had monkeypox. Instead, she has severe eczema. She did not say the airport name, but she did mention the airline.
Oh, because, you know, those airline staff members, they're well-educated in medical issues. Spirit Airlines.
If anyone's doing that, if anybody's looking for pustules as people board the plane or any kind of signs of...
You ever taken Spirit?
No, I have not.
I haven't either. No.
No, I have not. I don't think I know anybody that has. She said they had me get off the plane in front of everyone along with my wife. Oh, this is, I guess, a lesbian couple. To interrogate me about the eczema I've had my whole life. They asked me to provide medical documents and told my wife, you better watch your attitude. No, I guess they got a little chirpy.
Oh.
A little belligerent, right, that they were.
Well, did they start screaming, monkeypox, monkeypox, at her in front of the other passengers? That would have been rude.
Oh, you mean the flight attendants?
The flight attendants, yeah.
Stay back. Monkeypox.
Oh, my God, she's got monkeypox. Look at that. Pustules.
She has hinted she might take legal action. Maybe teach your employees what monkeypox really looks like before you catch hundreds of medical discrimination cases.
I think they need a diversity, equity, and inclusion session.
They could, you know what they should do, John? That picture that upset you so much yesterday of the man with the beard.
Yes. With the beard hairs growing out of his monkeypox? Yeah.
He had the big,
Okay.
Oh, there is a picture in this article. Hey, you know what, folks, it really does resemble, if you remember, chickenpox. That's what it looks like, the little growths on your body.
Like bumps.
Yeah, it causes rashes and blistering across the skin. She eventually shared a follow-up video saying she was able to reboard the aircraft once she showed the staff a tube of her prescribed eczema cream. Ah, see, that worked. Here's my proof. I don't have any medical documents, but why would I carry around prescription cream for eczema if I didn't have eczema?
And so the trained medical professionals on the Spirit staff accepted that as evidence.
She said, once I got back on board, though, the flight attendants would walk the other way, didn't even look at me.
Oh, because
if eye contact could spread monkeypox.
She had cooties. They probably didn't like the eczema either. Afraid they'll catch it.
So this apparently worked up some of the TikTokers who thought, oh, now if you have visible skin problems, they might throw you off the plane.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm an adult with cystic acne. Cystic acne? I've never heard of that.
That's,
I know what acne
that's
is,
very deep, hard, embedded acne.
Oh, yeah. It's tough to be an adult with acne. Have you ever seen that? That just doesn't really...
It's tough to be a teenager with it.
Yeah, I know. And some people get such bad acne when they're a teenager, they still have the scars on 20 years later.
Aren't people weird, though? How people react to like some facial imperfections. So it's like, sorry, somebody's got acne or somebody has, you know, scars. Like, why are you freaking out? It's not going to hurt you.
Human nature is that the unusual gets people worked up.
Yeah, I know, but calm down. It's nothing.
They tend to just react to something they don't see every day.
So weird.
Stare at it.
You know, I could see if you got an eye dangling out by a thread, you know, that'll be upset you. But somebody's got a little bit of acne. Just
I'd
take
whip
it
out
easy.
The phone if I saw that.
Yeah.
Make a video.
Go on TikTok.
All right, we're going to talk to an assemblyman from the Central Valley. His name is Devin Mathis, a Republican, for his thoughts, because Gavin Newsom said that I got a plan to expand water access because we're going to have less water in the coming years. So we got to figure out an idea here. So a new 16-page document was distributed to the media, and it's just a bunch of usual Newsom promises. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.